This is program number LW1803. Well, it's only skin deep. I'm talking about Miss Beauties. That's what we've been led to believe, anyway. Beauty is only skin deep. So is ugly. Hi, this is Larry West. And that's why this year, millions of Americans will try to change the way they look. The difference between pretty and ugly has become pretty important. 500,000 of us will undergo cosmetic surgery this year. Another 40 million will go on a diet. And countless thousands will try contact lenses, jogging, facials, and a new shade of lipstick. That's because the difference between pretty and ugly has become pretty important. Comedian Gilda Radner says, "When I was 9, I was scapegoated terribly. I was overweight. They made fun of me." Singer and songwriter Paul Williams says, "When you look like I do, growing up is pretty painful." It's a prejudiced world we live in, really. And it's especially true when how we look determines a great deal how not only others feel toward us, but how we feel about ourselves. Pretty as a picture, plain as paint, ugly as sin. Which are you? We Americans have been brought up to believe that our value is determined largely by our looks. Why, look at the fairy tales we learned as children. Witches are always ugly. Beautiful little girls are always good. Look at Cinderella. That pretty girl is good because she's pretty. Now, her sisters were wicked, so guess what they looked like. And, of course, you know why the ugly duckling was the outcast. The only way he could be accepted into the family was upon turning into a beautiful swan. You know, if the real value of a man or a woman, as the case may be, were determined by how he or she looks, then we probably never would have made it through what some say was the worst war our country ever had. During the days just before that war, when Abraham Lincoln used to ride the circuit as a lawyer, traveling from one county court to another, he was one day accosted by a stranger who walked up to him and said, "Excuse me, sir," he said, "but I have an article which belongs to you." Well, Lincoln, surprised, saw the man was taking a jackknife out of his pocket, and he handed it to Lincoln. The man then said, "This knife was given to me several years ago. I was told that I was to keep it until I found a man homelier looking than I am myself." Then the stranger said, "Allow me to say, sir, that you are fairly entitled to this property." Yep, if there was one man who was by all means not pretty as a picture, but rather was plain as paint, and some say that he was even ugly as sin, it was Abraham Lincoln. But if his real value was determined by how he looked, then we probably never would have made it through the war. This republic might not have been preserved under the able leadership of that president's astonishing virtues of long-suffering patience, compassion, honesty, and incredible integrity. The truth of the matter is, a person's real value is not determined by how he or she looks. You know, if you were able to see in real life the man Jesus Christ, you might be astonished. He was not a Sir Galahad. He did not look like Mr. Prince Charming. The Bible says that Jesus had no form, no comeliness, that we should look at him, no beauty, you see, that we should desire him. Plain as paint, that apparently is what Jesus looked like. But look how much he's worth. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I don't care what you look like. God loves you. And he came to this old world of ours just to show you how much you're worth. You know, God must have liked plain-looking people. He made a lot of us, right? I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.